Sir.
Okay, good morning, everybody. So we come today to next to Simon through Kuf Tzadi Gimel, which is one more relatively short Simon. And there's a lot of Marma Komas, but I'd like to try and go through the whole Simon if we can today. Maybe it'll take a few extra minutes, but it's really one unit and it's not really that difficult. And that is the Sugya of Dam Besulin. And we talked about last time about the Kala, with the Nida, and so on, but this is a different subject, but it obviously relates to a couple getting married. The woman has Dam Suan. Dam Suan is literally high metal blood. We know that the woman, she's born, so in that part of the body, there's a membrane, the high metal membrane, which covers the entrance to the mokor and so on. And that's penetrated when husband has, when she has relations for the first time. So that membrane is torn and is often bleeding, like there's bleeding from any other part of the skin that you get a cut or a tear. And the question is, what does that do in terms of hilchos nida? So the Gemara says, on daf samach hey amin aleph, no, samach hey amin beis, samach hey amin beis, source one, and the Gemara says, shahayra meir omer, mara dam mishunim hem zem zem. That there are different types of blood. You can tell the difference between different types of dam. Specifically here, we're talking about dam nida, regular dam nida, as opposed to dam sulim. So the Gemara says that there's a difference. For example, Ketzad, a dam nida adam, dam sulim ain't adam. Dam nida is red, and dam sulim is not red. It doesn't mean it's not red. Blood is always not as red. It's a lighter, it's not as bright, it's not as red. Many different shades of red. So, but there's a difference, that's what he's trying to say. Dam nida zihum. There's a certain like fuzzy or the cloudy, you know, not a pure or type of color, but dam sulim enozium, it's not that cloudy. Okay, dam nida bamin amoker, dam sulim bamin hatzodim. So right away the Gemara is telling us basically what the upshot of this Gemara is, that dam nida and dam sulim are not the same thing. Dam sulim is because there's a, again, this membrane is broken, it's a cut, and just like you cut any other part of the body, there's blood. So your cut here also is blood, it's got nothing to do with dam and amoker. Right. However, the Nigamar concludes Amr Yitzchak Rav Yossi Amr Yechanan Zu Diver Meir. That's all Rav Meir. It starts Shahir Meir Omer. Kol Mara Damim Achasim. They all look the same. Not easy to tell apart. Now, that doesn't mean he's arguing that Dam Sulim is Min Hamokor. I mean, that's a scientific or biological anatomical fact, huh? Yeah, I know. So maybe it could be that the mayor knew how to tell it apart and Hidacham couldn't tell it apart. We'll see something about that later also. But the, anyway, it's a good question. Right, but what I'm pointing out is even the Chachamim don't argue. They're talking about the colors, and maybe it's not easy to tell the color apart, but they're not arguing about the fact that the Dam Sulim is not Menamokar, it's Menathodim. That's what I'm saying. That's all. Okay, the Rambam Paskins in Parak Hey of Hilchos Shur B'Halach Yud Ches Source 2, Dam Sulim Tarhu, Ve'ena Lo Dam Nida, Ve'lo Dam Ziba, She'ena Menamokor, plain and straight, okay, it's not Menamokor, Ela Kimo Dam Chabur, it's like any other wound that causes something to bleed, okay? So that's what the Rambam says, Dam Chabur. However, the Gemara, there is a mission earlier in Nida, in the previous page, Samach Dalab Amud Bey, Source 3, this is follows. Mishnah says, Tinokas. Tinokas doesn't mean a baby, it means a ketana, right? Tinokas, shelo egiyas mal liros. V'nisais, we've discussed this in the past, a number of times already. She got married. Beishamah omer nostin lo arba lelos. 4 nights, we can assume that whatever blood there is not from being an either, because she's not of age to, she's a ketana only. And v'shelo omer ashetichya hamakim. Beisola said, no, there's no fixed amount. It's Ashatichya Maka, which the Gemara explains. No question exactly how long it is. Again, it's not terribly relevant to us today in terms of Katana. All right. But the Machos Beisham Beisil. Beisham Nosla Arbalelos. What does that mean? Rashi says in some of Balmeis 4. Tinok is Nosla Arbalelos. So Shamish. She can continue to have Tashmish. La Fila Roa Aminadam Besulimu. Even if she bleeds, but from that part of the body, but it's assumed that it's from the torn membrane and from the Besulim, from the hymen and not from the, because she's not of age, she's too young. But he shows it, Achatichya Makim. Okay, what the Gemara explains. Higiyas Manaviros, what if she's now older? Okay, you're talking about not a Ketana, not now, it's a different girl. She's a Nara. Higiyas Manaviros, and when he says, so then, Beshama Omer Nosto Laila Rishon. Okay, Beshama says that you have that night. Anything that night is assumed to come from and the Dam Psulim. They still Omer Ad Motzei Shabbos. Okay, that's four nights. Because remember, we discussed that Psulim is the Marvi. That's what Rashi says. Ad Motzei Shabbos, he needs his Marvi. Okay? Tosfos points out when it says Ad Motzei Shabbos, Arba Lelos. Okay? Tosfos points out, so it's five. It doesn't have to be four consecutive nights. So look at the Tosfos in five. They don't ask what Tinoka is there on some of the Talmud Beis. Dal Lelos, Basil Loboy Ritzufin. Okay? It doesn't have to be the, she has four opportunities, four nights of Tashmish that are mutter, but Lav Dafka that the Ritzuf. Okay. Okay. Then it says, Rosa Be'oda Be'esavia. Okay. Rosa Be'oda Be'esavia. If she already saw before, or she was still in her father's house, she already started to see Dam, not, you know, she before. Okay. Now, the common denominator between Tinokas and the other one, Higiyah Zmana, is that she hadn't seen Dam before. Okay, Tinokas is not of age, and this one was of age, but you hadn't seen. Now, the third case is in this mission, Ross of Oda Vesavia, Beshama Rasala Bilas Mitzvah, just the first Bilas Mitzvah, right? And Beshama went call Alakul. Okay, that's the Mishnah over there. And the Raman Paskins, Hilchos Ish, well, first we should just to point it out, and the Raman over here, source number six, so just you know this already, but just to define clearly the three different stages, so to speak, of the development of a girl. So in Parag Beis Halachah of Hilchos, Ram writes in six, Habas mi only dosa ad sutiyah b'ashtemes v'shana gemuros, hinikris ktana v'nikris tinokas. Just in terms of terminology, right? A girl till the age of 12 is called the ktana, sometimes called the tinokas. Bafilo hevia kamasaris b'sochas manazeh, even if she had gruesome pubic hair and had some signs of maturity and so on, ena ele kishuma. And so that's considered, it's not considered the actual maturity. But if she reaches the age of 12, now she's older than 12, and she has a simona, which is pretty common, then she's called a nara. Okay, it's in the lower part of the body. Another 6 months, she has called a nara. And she's called a bogeris. Okay, that's again, I'm sure you know this, but it's good to see it presented clearly in print. Now, having said that, so we'll notice that our Mishnah back in Source 3, the Mishnah Nida on South Avon Bay, has never mentioned what the story of the bogeris. Spoke about a tinokis or tana, spoke about a nara, okay, and two different cases of a nara. One was she had He gives Manalos, but just didn't see him. One is when she saw yet, still when she was in her father's house, but it never mentioned in the Gemara what the din is by Bogeris and the mission. See what I'm talking about? Look back in Source 3, the mission never mentioned the Bogeris. So the Gemara fills in the blank. Gemara says there on South Dalar Bay is 7. Amara, Bogeris, you follow? We had in the mission in Source 3 three different disputes regarding three different stages, but Bogeris, whatever the reason, okay, if we're learning myself and the Ian, so we'd have to try and figure out why Rabbi Nasi left out Bogeris in the Mishnah. Okay, that's not our issue now, but the fact is the Gemara tells it. Omar Rav, Bogeris, no senes al laila harishona, bahani mila shalo rasa, al rasa ela ela bila smitsa besula. Okay, Rav says that Bogeris, she has the first night, there's no machokas beshan besula there, and that's only if she never saw Dan, but if she did, then she has bila smitsa, and that's it. And the idea would seem to be, and you notice in the Mishnah put together with this Gemara, there's a progression in terms of the halacha. The more physically mature she is, the more concerned we are that the dam that she sees is not dam sulim, or more correctly, perhaps not dam sulim alone, but maybe it's dam nida mixed in, right? I mean, you put together the Mishnah. But Tinokas, then Beishamai says you have four nights, and Beisil says you have until the Makkah. That's the maximum. Because again, the girl is a Ktana, so she doesn't menstruate anyway. So they're very unlikely that the dam is not needed. So therefore, you have this amount of time. Then the next case was the Gizmala, she was a Nara. So then Beshamai limits it to Laila Rishon. Basil says four nights. Again, it's less than the previous case because now that she's a Nara, so she's more mature. So there is a greater possibility that this dam needed mix in. Then when if she already started to see, so then less time. And then Bogeris, it's even less, right? Because when she normally. Okay, so that's the progression here. Rashi says, neither Samatana made 8, Bogeris no sin a lot of Rishon, Philip Silo. Dharma begiz mana was arba, hani mili nara, the Mashiagiri, Mahanurim have his mana, but Bogeris, Lala Rishon is Sulo. Okay, there's no machok, even Basil takes a stringent view once she's a bogeret. But again, the idea is the more physically mature she is, the more likely is that there is at least that this dam psulim is a problem because maybe this dam need to mix in. Okay, that's the mission of the Gemara there. However, the Gemara on the next page, Samachayim Bay, source number nine. The Gemara points out Rabu Shmuel, the Amri Travayu. Okay, the Gemara says Rab and Shmuel both agree in all cases. Halacha boil bilas mitzvah uparish. Never mind all these distinctions that we just saw. Okay, between whether she's a Tana or a Nara, she didn't see. She did see. She's a Mogereth. Okay, halacha boil bilas mitzvah uparish. No matter what, we can have the first beer. Okay, the bilas mitzvah. And then porish, and they have to separate. Look at Rashi, I'm sorry, Rashi next page with 10. Rashi says, halacha, boil with a smitz of bain higiyas mana, bain lo higiyah. Never mind all the distinctions that we just saw. Rav and Shmuel both say, boil with a smitz of uporish. The more asked, most of Rav Chista, back in line, my seven osanol, Rebbe, daud levels from Tokyo based chodesh. Okay? He gave her four times within a certain span. Okay, that's what we learned. It didn't have to be consecutive, right? He gave her four nights, right? That's the worst kasha. All right. The Amalei Rabba Hadura Pircha Amalei Osir Masisim. What are you asking from that case? Why don't you ask from the Mishnah? In other words, the Rav and Shmuel seem to be going against the Mishnah. Forget about it. You had a case with Rebbe. You have a Mishnah. The Harish Mishnah says the other way. All right, how does Rav and Shmuel say something against the Mishnah? Osir Mishnah. That's the most, here's the question. Why are you asking against Rav and Shmuel from some Meisel or with Rebbe? Okay, Rebbe, some story with Rebbe. You can ask against from a parish of Mishnah, guess what he said, right? Because they say, halacha bo'al b'ir mitzvah parish, and we disregard all these different stages that the Mishnah talks about. Why don't you ask from the Mishnah? Well, who's sober, Meisel Rav? Okay, now you want to bring a stronger kasha from the Meisel. Okay, whatever. We call Mokon a Rav and Shmuel kasha, wherever he asks the kasha from. It's still a kasha. The answer is in the Avdu Rabbo Seino. No, there's another shita. All these shitas, but there's another shita. The shita of Rabbo Seino. The Tanya with the Brisa Rabbo Seino Chazur Nimnu Boil Bilas Mitzvah Parish. Okay, there is a Rav and Shmuel Amaroyim not introducing this shita themselves. They have other Tanoim that said against our mishnas. They have a hook to hang their hat on. Okay, it's a they have this Rabbo Seino. When Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish were learning this parak called Tinokas, that this Mishnah in source 3, that parak is called Tinokas, that's the first word of that Mishnah. When they study this Mishnah in Tinokas, they came away with nothing, okay, in terms of halacha l'maisa. Okay, we don't pass in that way, in other words, yeah. Okay, but they're a rogue, they're a Rabboseinu. I mean, although it's a good kasha, but the Gemara is working it out. The Gemara is saying, when Rav Yochanan Shlokish learned it, it's an expression, Tala me be karva, Tala is a fox, shul, Aramaic tofi mershin, shul. Be karva means like a field, okay? There's nothing to get there, they get nothing out of it. Look at the Rashi, Tala, shul, me be karva. Yeah, in this particular case, we follow the Brisa. That's what they concluded. Yeah. No, I don't. I mean, usually, but not always. I mean, there are other cases we pass like a Brisa against the Mishnah. It wouldn't be the first one. So I don't think that they're saying in this particular case, you know, but it's not unique. I mean, there are other. I mean, I have to think of it. They definitely have a place where we. The Gemara even asked Shavak, Maslisin did not whatever you left the mission for the right, but sometimes they do. Yeah, okay. Also, there's a Rishalmi, okay, in Brochus, okay, Perak Beis Halacha Vav. Shmuel Omar Kol Ahilchus of the Reisha the Pirka Achared Achrid the Nida La Halacha Velo LeMaisa. See that Yerushalmi? Shmuel said all those halachas in the beginning of the last parak Pirka Achrid the Nida. That's Parak Tinokas. Okay, based on mission La Halacha Velo LeMaisa. Rabbi Yana Arak Afilu Mitinokas. Arak means Parish. He was Parish Afilu Mitinokas. So he gives Malay Rosmi. So you have Yerushalmi is like okay. So in this particular case, you know, that's what the Pnei Moshe says there in Brachas Parak. Right, call he hilfos up 12. The time is shown to the show years mana, the can be years mana, come at home, go bit the dam so calls a lot of all of myself. Because we are the work of film in Tinaka Shalogi's money was. But this is Lifro Shamana Kabir Shah, the low time of Hakko Dam so. Okay, so bottom line is, you know, we follow Rav and Shul and Rav and Shlokish, and they all follow this Rav Hussainu that the din is, no matter what, Boal Bills Mitzvah will perish. Okay? Now the question is, but what exactly, okay, you with me? Now the question is, what exactly the circumstances are of that? Okay, in other words, you know, bottom line, we say Boal Bills Mitzvah will perish, that under all circumstances or not, meaning, does it matter? Even if she never saw Dom before, do we take it, erase all of those chilukim or not? So we take a look in the Rif. The Rif, of course, in Rif Anidah, of course, in Shuas 13. Take a look in the Rif in Shuas, Dalet Amveit, the page of the Rif in the back of Shuas. Okay. Omar Rav, Bulgaris, Nosa, La Risha, Hanavila, De La Rosa, Avorosa, Ein Nosa, Elabila, Smitsa, Usulo, and Rosa, Odebe, Sabia, and so on. And he writes at the end, Rav Shmuel, second line, in the second line, Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel, Hilchus of Baal Mitzvah Porish. But it looks like, anyway, it looks like the Rif is saying, if Rasa, okay, in other words, one second. Yeah, it's only if Rasa. All right, that's how let's take a look at the Ran. That's how the Ran says on the Rift there in Shul Tanur 14. Mistabro, Shafal Pisha Balag Mor see the member Rabbi Shmuel Piska the Ross of Odebe Sevilla. Who had the name of Philip Telka Shaloa Gias Manaliros? Ain't no boy of Lis Mitzvah. Okay, but that's he makes a distinction. I'm not sure now whether he's saying this in the Rift or he's saying this himself. Okay. You see, the Rif seems to be saying Dafka if the Rasa. You know, the Din of Bob, at least the way the Ran learns that Rif, read it over. I'm pretty sure the Ran is saying this in the Rif. Okay? He said, look at the third line. Alma the Rabbi Shmuel, the Omer the Messiah, Dafka, but Tinoka, she yields Malas for Rasa. Okay? But then he says, Gafish, Malak, Mar, Sidu, Bahak, Piska, Elohu, Din, below Rasa. The Lord, the cousin, Kimosh, and the general, I'm the silver said, the low cousin, and I give my little
Ross. I
think you may be right. I think you may be right. At first, I thought the Ron was saying it in the Rift, but now I'm not so clear. The base also says like that. I have to take a look. Okay, so anyway, but the bottom line is the question is this chumrah of Baal Bill Smith or Porish if age Rasa. If you look in the Rambam, for sure the Rambam says in Parakeh Alachim Test 15, Nisus Kashinara, in low Rasa and Amel Adam, Parezim Uteras Labala Arbi Yomim, Biyom Valayla Afal Pisha Dam Shos, Vahu Shalom Chaisa Mako, in Rasa Dam Vesavia, Vachak Nisus Ain Lobo Alayla Bilu Shom Porish. Yeah, the Absalom Zekil is in the Bulgarish, and also called Lila Rishon. The Rambam does maintain the Chilip, right? The Rambam does say that for Nara who didn't see it, so she's with Terrace, her husband, for 4 days, and Bulgarish didn't see it, gets the entire night. So the Rambam, at least the way we could learn the Rif, that the halacha of Baal Be'ilas Mitzvah Porish is not across the board. That's what I'm trying to point out. I'm not sure now with the Rif, but certainly the Rambam. And a very possible riff also that this halacha of Boal Bilas Mitzvah Porish is not across the board. It's dafka by a girl who already rosa. Okay, but the fact is, Lamaisa, most of Rishon argue with this Rambam and the riff is what he says. Take a look at the Raivan there in Hilchos Yisur Biyah. The Raivan writes, look at the Rambam. Rambam goes on, right? The Rambam halacha chaf, the next page goes on. Arba leil shos ha'a shalora sabam, right? We spoke about that, doesn't be consecutive. But look at the very end of the Raivan. Now, after till the Rambam tells about Tana and so on, look at the Raivan, Halacha Chav Dalet. He says, Amar Ram, Kol Ze Eino Lemaisa, Ula Olam, Eino Boel Ela Bilas Mitzah Uparish. Rabbi clearly the ola means in all cases. None of the mothers chalukim. It was according to the Rif and the Rambam. Boil bilis with the porish is dafka with someone who saw. Okay, but a nara shalora gets 4 days, and a bulgaris gets the first night. That's clear from the Rambam. Am I making it clear? So again, according to the Rif and the Rambam, boil bilis mitzvah porish is dafka when she already saw dan. But a nara who didn't see it gets 4 nights, and a bulgaris gets the first night. But the Rabbi disagrees. The Rabbi says across the board, we always say boil bilis mitzvah porish, and so does Rashba. Rashbun 16, Abayi Tzarech by Zayin Shar Dalad. He quotes the Gemara and so on about 4 lines down, 5 lines down over Farish or Gemara. Hani Mila de lo Rasa. A Rasa Enos on the Bilas Mitzvah Su Lo. Umil lo Kaimalon Kichol Hani. Ela Krabusena de Chosru. Menimnu shall boil Bilas Mitzvah Porish and so on. And we hold like this Rabusenu. And he writes a few lines later, Perish Bechulu Kamar. Afila Betinoka Shalom Gizman of the Rasa. So the Rabbi is pretty, the Rashba also is pretty clear. In all cases, we say boiled bilis mitzvah porridge, you get the first time, the night of the wedding, and then you have to be porridge. Okay, and it doesn't matter, all those circumstances don't matter. That make no difference. And the Rosh also, here in either Perek Yud, Simon Aleph 17, okay, quotes the Gemara, and he quotes the Mishnah, he quotes the Gemara, and he writes at the end also, he writes, the Lishna Mashma Kabbat Tinokas Bechol Chiluke Bsulas Homer Peritonum Afil Below Gizma Leros Loros Becholon Hechmir Bishonim. So the role of the Bishonim again. I mean, I believe that I'll look up the Beis Yosef maybe refer to, but I think he learns the Ram disagrees, but the Rif agrees with the Rambam, right? I mean, that's what I think is the case. But The Ram and the Rif together. Okay. All right. But anyway, but most of the Bishonim. So that's a question whether some of these Chilukim apply or not, The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Aleph Ches in 18, "V'chein din dam sulam is manazeh shafilo ha'isak tana shelo igiz manaziros lo roso dam yameh boil bilis mitzvah porish." The Rambam himself, okay, says, let's remember back then before he was talking about. In other words, the Rambam himself turns around, but that was talking the key words of his manazeh. You see, Perek Yud Aleph Ches, "V'chein din dam sulam is manazeh." Shafilo ha'isaktana. Nowadays, he comes. The Rambam turns around. Okay, as what he said earlier in Parak Hay was, Meikra Din originally and so on and so forth. But he said now, Bismanazel, we do it differently, and we always say Bo Bilis Mitzvah. So at the end of the day, I'm not even convinced that the Rambam disagrees. Allah Lamaisa. Yeah, and maybe the Rif also. So it could be there's no real machlokas here at the end of the day. Certainly not with the Rambam. The Rambam not he changed his mind. He said Bismanazel, the Din is we say Bo Bilis Mitzvah Porish. And that's
you also, that in times of the Rambam, just girls didn't get married that young anymore?
Possibly, I don't know. But he does say, Afilo Haisak Tana, so he's acknowledging the situation. He does say, right, Din Dam Sulam Zanatesh Afilo Haisak Tana, so he's acknowledging the possibility. But in any event, he definitely rules that we say, Bo Bilis Mitzvah Parish, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, here in Sivan Kuf Tzadik Gimel, only one Sif Aleph, Hakone says, Hamsula, Boel Bilas Mitzvah Gomer Biyaso Parish Miyad, Afilo Hiktana Shul Yizman Liro Zalor Rasul. So that's what we pass across the board. Boil bilis mitzvah uparish. The question is now, why? What's the nature of this chumrah? We saw at the beginning this dam is not dam neither. So what's going on here? I mean, why? Good. Now, so we've now shown that everybody says boil bilis mitzvah the night of the wedding, and he's going to penetrate, so it's going to tear the membrane, and now she's going to bleed. So you have to be porish. Why do you have to be porish? Didn't we establish earlier at the beginning of the year, right? The Gemara and Samachem and Beis, the difference and so on. The Rambam himself wrote, Dam Sul and Toru, below Dam Nida. It's not Minamakar. The Gemara said it's not Minamakar. So, in other words, what's the concern? What's the issue? Why do we say Bol Bidu to porish? Good, we say it. And we say it in all cases. Got it. Why? The Gemara didn't really say that. So we find a number of different approaches in the Rishonim. Okay? In the Tshuvas HaGaonim 20, Tshuva HaGaonim is a different collection of Tshuva HaGaonim. It's called Shari Tshuva, not to be confused with the Shari Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah or the Shari Tshuva in the page of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, but the Aruch Chaim. Anyway, this is the Tshuva HaGaonim, Shari Tshuva, in Kuf Samaches, Reno Haigon. Okay, basically when a Haigon says, Shishalta manosi shpil hilchus anosi shpil kishubol bila rishona kishimitzu parish mena, but also live all bila shnia, achatispa shivin akim, atitpo maim chaim. That's a different problem. I'm kind of about that now. But we'll, the bottom line is, yeah, I mean, he's, first of all, he's reminding us when it says Poresh, means she's treated as an Eidah. She's going to have now Shiva Nakim and go to the mikveh. Right? I mean, that's what it means, right? It's not Poresh, she's just like a bar for a day or two. She's now an Eidah, right? Poresh means also live all Bila Shnia, Achatispa Shiva Nakim, and Tidmu Mayim Chaim. Why? If they should dam besulam goreim ledam nida she yetze imo. Okay? Ushnivelas bilo ishona ochezo so the ra'od of a chalcholo. He says, because when a high gon says, because a woman has beer for the first time, she's nervous. Okay? And when a woman has a certain type of fear, that can cause dam nida to come out. And he actually quotes this, we're coming to Purim next week. He quotes the pasuk Megillas Esther. Okay? Batis chalcholo, when Esther got the news, you know, when Mordechai, it wasn't directly Mordechai, what's his name? Hasach, wrote in the news, it says, Vatis chal chal ha-malka ma'od. Okay, Vatis chal chal ha-malka ma'od. Some people have a minute to read that trop a little differently than Vatis chal chal ha-malka ma'od. I didn't print it, but the Gemara Megillah says that she pierced her neither. She became an either. Right, so that's what the High Gaon says, quoting this pasuk from Megillas Esther. Because the stop. So that's why I said there's different types of pacha. That's what I want to say. Different types of pachad. Okay, this type of pachad, okay, causes, that's what he says, this type of ra'od of a chalchol. I mean, I don't know how to make the distinction, but that's a... What other types of fear also?
Yeah.
We had the woman who was in hiding from the marauders and so on. Echanamim. Anyway, but that's where I go. Okay, he quotes the Gemara. Right? So the point is, according to Rabbi Haigon, anyway, this anxiety or nervousness, and this makes a lot of sense because this, you know, this is Esther was an outside fear, or the pirates or the marauders were an outside fear. Here, this is in that part of the body, right? I mean, entering that part of the body, says nervousness. Okay, anyway, that's Rabbi Haigon's approach. She's nervous, and when she has this type of fear, that can cause Damni to come out. Very nice. Hence this concern. Above it's ball bit of smithsu parish, and that's it. The Ramban in his Hilchos Nida in Parag Gimel, first in Ozayan, he writes that Hayaba Maka Tochos Makam Hare Dam shows that if the woman had an internal wound or irritation or abrasion inside that part of the body, okay, so Yesh and the blood comes out. Yesh Mishosh Matano Sophilib is one of that, that's his Torah. But be a royal leash metamino so she mhoisa dam hamaka mashuna dam yesa tmeya within a talmud we can't palm him at the maybe or so a haki with dummy. Basically what Ramban is saying is that you know we can't tell. Okay, in other words, the woman has some type of a maka, he wants to be maka because we're not experts in examining the different types of blood. Now we may not accept that halacha, we don't. We say that we can attribute to a maka, sometimes we will attribute to a maka inside that part of the body. But that's the first thing he says. That's in Ozayin. Those tests, he writes, Haboel asabsula. Afilo hoisek tamash, or gizma leros. Boel bilas mitzvah, gomer bias ol porridge, like we said. Yosheva shivinakim, acha shiv sokadam, kisharos, after the stuff bleeding. Mikana talam and she'ain talam and makal. She'ain lecha makal dolam and akamash nivel of Adam shows me in a machmas habilu. Okay, basically the Ramban holds the chumar by Adam Sulem is because we're not makal by a makal. Because we can't tell different types of dam. Now, again, we don't necessarily accept this point in the halacha. The Ramban is predicating his explanation here on the fact that we don't, will not be told a makkah, and we are sometimes told a makkah. But anyway, that's the sheet of the Ramban. Okay, basically, that you can't be told a makkah because the eilecha makkah dolam mizu. Right, we can't distinguish.
I mean, it's the opposite of like all the other rishonim, like the other rishonim, like eilecha makkah dolam mizu. You have to find something else, like. Like otherwise,
but he's saying good. Because he says his point of Eilecha Makkah Gdolam Mizu, that's a pretty big makkah. I mean, it is. Okay, we're not told in that.
Right.
And from there, he derives other things. We'll talk about other things.
But now, I'm assuming it makes sense for the rest of the Chassidim.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. But that's the Ramban's approach. So the Chumrah is basically because we can't really distinguish between one type of blood and another, and therefore it may well be Dam Nida also. The Rashba and the Tshuva, okay, and the Tshuva. I didn't see this in the what do you call it, the Torah Sambayis, and maybe he says something, I missed it, but in the Tshuvas Rashbo, Chelek Zayin, Simen Kuf Samach Aleph, in the Tshuvas Rashbo, he writes, Afo Pisha, Bola Sam Sula, Fidu Tanach Hoshu, Lahach, Vada Mea, Da Sik Ma Hasan, Kula, Bola Bitzvah, Bola Bitzvah, Bola Bitzvah, Parish, we Paskin, across the board, Bola Bitzvah, Bitzvah, Parish, Afo Pisha, Ena Chamach, Gidol Mizuhu, he's sensitive to that comment, the Ramban was a Rebbe, so he said he's sensitive to that comment, nonetheless, he writes, Pasam, Mishum the Ikal of Mechas of Shmuel, the Amar Yecholani Livo Kama Besulos below Dam. Bottom line is, Shmuel that says the Gemara, it's possible to have relations with a Besula and not break the hymen, not break the membrane. That's what he says. Okay, it's possible to have, basically what Shmuel's saying is it's possible that you had relations and Absalom didn't break. And therefore she has dam. What is it? Must be dam either. You hear that? That's the Rashbo's point. Since it's possible for a man to have tashmish with Absalom and not break the Absalom, so she sees dam that could very well be dam either. It's not automatically dam Absalom because maybe taka the Absalom didn't break. That's one thing that the Rashbo says, right? Okay, we have to be concerned. But maybe in this particular instance, there's a way to penetrate without tearing the membrane. Yeah. Well, that's so. The Rashba says it. It's based on the Gemara. The Shmuel says it. However, the Sidrei Tara. I'm not going to read all Sidrei, but you look at 23. The Sidrei Tara finds it very, very difficult to say. You know, it's just not the norm. You tell me the Shmuel knew how to. Okay, so but that's not the norm. You know, so your objection is in effect the Sidrei Tara. Yeah, since you mentioned it, just take a look at 23. And the Sidrei Tara here, in our seven Kuf Tzad Gimel Sukkot Nalev, Sidrei Tara quotes this Beis Yosef in the name of the Rashba. According to this Rashba, that's what that time found the Beis Yosef, found the Rashba, found the Beis Yosef. He says, Uva MS, fourth line, Ala Territorish of Kashima O, came in the heart of Shmuel, Lo Shchicha. I mean, that's not the norm, right? So he doesn't like that, approach. But the Rashba himself in that Shuvah gives a second approach. Okay, he says, but oh, the last line of 22, and that same true, Chelik Zayin to the Kuf Samachalot, but oh, the Besuli Yesh Lachmer Yishah Eina El Shah Achas U'Pam Achas, of Akan and Tokash Avata Osu Al Bailo. Okay, basically his other approach is that, you know, by a Maka, all right, so, you know, perhaps the difference between a temporary Maka and a permanent Maka, okay, more permanent Maka. So, what he says here is that the Dam Maka, you know, Chazal said Dam Maka because not all Dam Makas are created equal. Okay, this might be a temporary Maka, so the Psulim is obviously a temporary, you know, a temporary Maka, right? It's meant to be torn and so on. So therefore, that we're machmer and psula would be shayna.
Temporary machmer, permanent machmer. Like all
machmers
are temporary. Most,
yeah, no, but I mean, this is just it's a one-time situation. That's it.
Yeah,
that's what he said. But the psula yesh lahakon shayna el shachas upam achas. Okay, avokan in tochash avata also bailo. Right, I mean, it basically says that you know we're not going to be maker. We're not going to be maker with a. I think he's distinguishing a one-time situation. And so there we can be machmer because it's a one-time situation. The other types of makas that are longer lasting, again, he's referring to that Ramban, right? Or the concept of the Ramban. He doesn't make the jump to other makas. Ramban wrote, if you look at the end of 21, it's Parag Gimel's test, Mikana Talamish ain't tolen b'mako. So he wants to say it's not true, ain't tolen b'mako. Okay, this particular mako we're not talking is a one-time situation. So here we're not going to be mako. Here won't be Mekel. That's what he wants to say. Anyway, that's the Rashba. Just a second. Yeah. So Damsul is only a one-time situation. But by other types of makas, so they're gonna. It's a problem. That's why it doesn't make the jump that Ramban made. The other types of makas. Anyway, that's the Rashba's approach. The Sidrei Tara I showed you before, it rejects the Ramban's, Rashba's first answer. You look in the Ravid, let's go down to 24. Again, there's all different reasons. The reason we have all these different reasons is because the Gemara never says why. The Gemara never says why, bo, mitzvah, porridge. So the Rabbeinu Haigon said maybe because, you know, because of our nervousness, there's some dam nida mixed in. According to Ramban, it's because we're not makel by any type of makel. According to Rashba, maybe it's because maybe the psalm didn't break. So that's or the other issue. It's only temporary, one time thing. The private the Balei Nefesh Shaar Prisha Sim Gimel 24 says that Ikam Adomer the Haidam in the Bol Bedus Parish Lo Shlahecha the Bol Omotza Dava Lo Shlahecha the Bol Omotza Lo Motza. We'll come back to that. The Chashin and Shema in Tsar Habsulim also Dama Cheder Shu Tomer. I don't exactly understand the anatomy of that, but he said because of the pain, there's obviously pain. If someone rips, there's pain. Somehow that pain causes maybe Dom from deeper in to come out. I don't know why that'll be, but that's what the Rabbi Ravid says. And the Rosh has what I think probably is the simplest approach. Okay, so this will be approach number, let's see, whatever, Hagel and the Ramban, two things in Shulchan Aruch, Bala Nefesh and the Rosh. Approach number six, okay, is Perek Yud, and here in Nida, Siman Aleph, Rosh, and near a lid, Tama Chumazu, Lo Bishul Shanechah Shema Yotzim and Amokar and Dam Sula. Dam and Amokar and Dam Sula. That's the right, he doesn't agree with that. We have to worry somehow some Dam and Amokar came out. Look on the third line, Ela Tam Chumazu, Mishum Debilas Mitzal Akol Mesura. Ve'ein Akol Beki and Bechilik Sheish Be'i Tinokesh Lo'i Gizman of the Rose, Ve'ein Gizman of the Rose, and so on and so forth. So, like in other areas, we just got a low plug. Okay, low plug. Any dam that comes out of that part of the body, we're not going to start now making chilukim. She's this age, and she's that age, and this type of dam, and that type of dam. I think that's what the Rosh is saying. It's basically a low plug with Obama. For a makra. So,
Is anyone else saying it's Daraisa?
I don't think so. Well, I mean, yeah, it's his only concern. I think so. Anyway, so those are different approaches. That's a kind of a low plug. Okay. That takes care of it.
Right, though, that because the whole din is only with Japan and so say low plug.
Okay, but once the kakavi, hey mamro, you know, that's what they said.
I also, the thing I didn't understand about that was like the most plumber was Bogaris. And Bogaris gets like, where did Bola Bila Smith to Porish come from? To be trying to be mashakol all your midos.
That was the sheet of this Rabbi Sintel. No, in the Gemara, Bogaris got it, but once we brought in the Rabbi Shmuel, and we said relied on, they said Bola Bila Smith to Porish.
Right, but the Rosh is saying why would the Sita say what it says? That it's just it's taking base. Taking, we really pass like this though, but it's saying we're bringing mashma al the midos. Might be mashma al the midos, say kol ayla shala, that's the most common of all the options.
No, but once you have but the given is we paskin bo'al bilis mitzvah parish. That's the given, because Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan Shlokesh, they all came to that conclusion based on this Rabbi Seinu in the Brisa. So that's the given. Now it's a question of just applying it.
But is the Rosh trying to say, why should that be the case, no?
Yeah, well, he doesn't say necessarily why. He unlike the other authorities that I mentioned, the Rosh doesn't necessarily say that why we're Porish altogether. Why he just says why we passing like the Rosh Hashanah, really, because not to make a distinction. But he doesn't go all the way in telling why you have it there in the first place. That's true. All right, like the other sheep do. All right, the next question is, you hear what I'm saying? In other words, you look in the Rosh just says why we dismiss. Rosh is only saying, really, why we paskin like this Avosenu. And we take the Chumadik opinion. He doesn't say, though, why we have the whole there in the first place. And I don't know if that's what you're saying, but that's right? In other words, Hagel gives a reason we're choshen for this, and the Rosh Plus says, can maybe be bad dashmas without breaking all the other reasons for the concept in the first place. The Rosh doesn't really deal with that. He just says why we dismiss the other, you know, all the other levels or permutations. Okay, now the question now, Porish, how and when? That's the next issue, 26. The Rive and the Bala Nefesh are precious in Gimel, right? Bahai Bol, 26. Bahai Bol, Bila Smith of Porish, Kedamina, Lo Porish, Miyadhu, in Kain, Nimsi, Itziyoso, Hano, Lo, Kibiyoso. We discussed that already. Okay, we discussed earlier in the year, right? If she became a Nida Vali, insider, so he's supposed to wait until the Aver softens and then come out. Otherwise, it's Hanoah when he comes out. Elo, therefore, says the Rabbi, Mamtim ad sheyomos uporish miad ben amita or shuporish miad. So they should come and wait till the Aver softens, okay, and it becomes less hard, and then they should separate, okay. The Lino Tzipon of a Karkat sheyomos ain't a tzorach shari hitir lo leave more biyoso. You don't have to stop right then and there, but you know, you don't have to, you can finish the act of bia, but he says mamtin at shiyomus. Okay? Omed at shiyomus in parish. That's not quite the same. But the problem is that the Rabbi is insisting, Mamish, the Chumah really, because the Rabbi is insisting that they can't finish the act, really. Okay, I mean, he should wait. He doesn't have to go all the way or dig his hands into the ground and so on, but he has to let it wait or soften naturally. But still, that's a big Chumrah, because that's what we said is a din when she's actually a nida. Here, there's not actually a nida. Right? We're concerned that this dam, because of the psulim ripped, it's not really, we have concerns, maybe. So it's a Chumrah to say we should treat her mamash like a nida. And that's what the Baal HaMor objects to. In the Sagas of Baal HaMor, there in Siman Gimel, in Os Vav 27, that was the case we had then, right? The man was having a relationship with his wife in the Torah, and suddenly she realized that she became a need at that point. Let's remember, says the Baal HaMor. The dam here is dam Torah. So we have a chomer with Rabbanan. But to say you have to go all the way and wait for the Eved to mace, the Eved to soften, to weaken, that he doesn't. He said, we don't have to treat her. It's not dam neither. The whole thing's a chomer. And Rabban also writes in Paragimel Osir Aleph in Hilz Hilchus Nida 28, Keshu Gomer Bilas Mitzvah Porish, Yeroy Elish, Mutta Lifrosh Miyad, Keshaboa, Shimeina Tamatilo, Kame Libo Nokfo, Omer Matmea Shimashti, Yesh Mishahar Shatrak, Abdin Shatamas Tavas of Yifrosh, Keshem Shatrak, Mishamashish, Person, Nida Kolosh, Boy. Quotes the other Shita. He quotes that the Yesh Mishahar is the rival. Right? But the Ramban doesn't seem to like that. He says he can come out even if the Aver is not weakened yet. And that's how the Rosh Bo also, okay, here in the Bais Aura, Bais Zayin, Shar Beit, 29. And the Rosh Bo quotes the rival. Okay, Pirish Harav and Avram, and so on, what he says, right? And but he writes on the fourth line of Rosh Bo himself, Be'enam Echur Be'enai. Okay, I don't think it's right. The Lama Hintin Hashem is Kadesh Shomer, Halo Isha Zud Dameha Tahorin. Okay, really, it's Mutaris. The Afal Pisha Adam shows you, he tear only more Biyoso. Okay, the only Chomer is Achar Kamar Biyoso. See, the rabbi of the Rosh Bo, that's very important. This whole Gzera of boil, he's Medaik in words, boil Bilas Mitzvah. Do the full Bilas Mitzvah. Upar said after the Bilas Mitzvah is over, now you have to separate from there. Okay, but not during the Bila, right? That's how the Rabbi, the Rosh Bo understands. And Rosh Bo says, below Teh, he says, Shehitiru lo ela shechmiru lo la'achar gmar bia. La'achar gmar bia. That is a problem. It's a whole gzera, so to speak, says the Rosh Bo. The whole chumra that we treat it like a nida does not go into effect until after gmar bia. You follow, that's the language of the Chazal. Boil, bilas mitzvah, uporish. Boil, bilas mitzvah, uporish. Right? But till then, the boil, bilas mitzvah includes whatever normal procedure is part of the bia. And therefore, the whole chumrah doesn't go into effect until after the gemar bia. That's the Rosh Bo says. That's how said. Most of the people seem to not follow the writer. And he writes at the end, there's no room to be machmir here. Even a Baal Nefesh should not be machmir. This the Chayin Das and Ezrachi Levi that we saw, that's the Baal HaMor agrees. The Rosh also, very good, Siman Aleph, 30. The Ein Sarek Lifrosh Kedera Chamishamish Ima Tahoro Pirsa Nida Tafbal. You don't have to do what, like if it was with a woman when she was Tahoro, then suddenly she became an Nida, like we discussed earlier and so on. Okay? The Biazu Nostalo Shiva, the Lo Choshishu Lahanos Yitziyaso. Kederach Shoshana Mishnah and so on, no Sula Arba Leilos. We saw from the other cases. We have other nights, right? Clearly, that even though we don't pass it like that, but there's also the fact that the Mishnah discusses, okay, we don't pass it like that technically, but the fact that the Mishnah says you can have several nights, you can continue, means we don't really treat it like a Nida. All right? Below Kamosh Shapirish Harayim and Zal, the Omen at Shiron Sa'eder. He doesn't think it's right. He says, Elohacha Perusha, look at the last words of 30. Afal gav dachmira la sosa kenida achar bias nosin lo lechol biasu sheyivol viyikmo. Okay, that's and the Shulchan doesn't technically weigh in on that okay issue, but the Taz in Sukkot Aleph 31 says gomer biaso, right, which is what the language of Shulchan was. Shulchan didn't specifically mention that, but Look back at 19, the Mechaber here in Kuf Tzadik Gimel Sif Aleph, Hakonis Hasabsula, boil bilas mitzvah, v'gomer biyaso uporish miyad. V'gomer biyaso. Right? Sounds like normally, And indeed, that's how the Taz is Medaik and Sukkot Nalab. Okay, and the Shach also in Sukkot Nalab, right? The Taz writes, Pierce Be'aber Chai, Ken Kosvatur, and so on and so forth. And the Shach also in Sukkot Nalab, Afal Pishadam shows the earth, who had the Mutor Lifrish Be'aber Chai, Ken Eskima Poskin, Udalo, Keharaidu. Okay, so that's in terms of that. Now, the other question, though, is, and I glossed over it before, and I'll come back to it. Okay, that would be so far good. Yeah. Okay. So the next issue is, what if there was no don? What if the taka was no don? Then what? Okay. Does this din of bal bilas mitzvah porish apply even if she never bled? I don't know. Every once in a while, maybe sometimes, you know, some skin or something can rip, and there's no don. Right. So maybe the psulim tore, and there was no don. All right, so what's the story here? Do we have to say now that she'll be able to have it be a second time? Why not? There was no dam. This whole chumrah is only if there was takadam. What if she didn't find any dam? Then maybe you can say, if she didn't find any dam, okay, so you can have it be a second time until she finds dam. So the Ravid, again, here in the Balei Nefesh, in Shara Prisha, Simon Gimel, the Ikaman the Omar, the high dam in a bowl, but it's a torch, lo shna hecha the bowl, what's a dam? Lo shna hecha the bowl, what's a dam? Chashinan Shema in Tsar Habsulam Isadam Achede Shutame. He quotes the Ikuman Damar, Dafka Hecha Dabola Matadam. Avalo Matadam in a Torah of Lufrosh. And he writes a Mistabra Lakula. Okay, here he's Mako. Okay, so he quotes two days. And he says, Mistabra Lakula. Now, of course, who the Bodka Shaper by Skitona, she did a proper Medika and so on. Didn't find any red there and so on, that's for sure. Okay, and Mistama, it's sort of like a Sveik Sveika. Okay, it's sort of like a sveik-sveikah, because a suffix that, maybe there was dam, and she didn't notice it, but even if there was, maybe it's not menamokar, you know, so anyway, the arrival here tends to be makel, okay, however, on this one, once again, the other Rishonim disagree with the arrival, okay, the bias, the Torah bias, the Rashboa, 34, writes, openly by Zion Sharbay 34. Velav dafke b'shiros adam machal bilu shiporish, and afil loros adam klal parish mele. They came in the rove nashim yesham dam sulin choshen shem aros azu dam tipa kechad of a nebat. Inami shem achifa osu shit was there. In other words, the Rashbo disagrees with this kula from the Ravid. Again, they disagree with the Ravid. Before the Ravid was a chumra, right? The previous discussion, the Ravid was a chumra. He said you have to pull out right away. We'll pull out with an Eber Meis. The other. Rishonim will say you can finish. It's boiled bilas mitzvah porish after the bilas mitzvah, then porish. Right, you can finish. But to hear the rabbi is lekula, but the others Rishonim again disagree. And the Rashbo writes openly here in 34. Lav dafka b'shoros adam machal bila, and I feel lower. I said I'm calm. Okay, because rove women do obviously something the body tears. Maybe she didn't notice it. It got lost. So she didn't see it, or it was covered up by the zera, you know, the sperm and relation and so on. The rosh holds like that also. Here in the Paragud Siman Aleph 35, the Kevin Shechmir Zulah says, "Pnida Hilchah Filo Boav Lomotz Adam." Kevin the Rove Nashim Yeshan Adam Sulah Chashin and Shem Ahayah Shom Tipus Dam Kichad of Nevad Ushem Achifah Shem Bezera Yivatia Lo Talin and Milsa Del Sheichi. The Tia is when you go in at a different angle. That was a case with Shmuel that the Rashbo mentioned in the Tshuva. You go in at a different angle. We're not choshing that. It can't really be done like the Siddur Tarek kind of said. I mean, Siddur Tarek is much later than the Rosh, but. Anyway, the Agos Maimonis, okay, the Agos Maimonis in the Rambam Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Ches, Os Gimel, Agos Maimonis 36, writes, Kosav Arayvit, Lo Shna Hecha Debol Amotz Adam, and so on. But he quotes the Ikema Adama, he says, Lekulo, but he says, Achein, Rashi Matzos Yilchumar, Achein Barokeh, Achein Kosav Rambam, Afil Lo Adam, so anyway, he has a whole lineup. He said mostly Shalom are machmer, not like the cool of the Ravid, and that's Shulchan Aruch Paskins here in the continuation of Simchat Tzadik Gimel Sif Aleph 37. Apilu Bodka Velo Motzadam Temeya Shemarosa Tichmeram Kichardo Mechipeu Shich Mezera. Okay, now it's an interesting point because he brings the Rashbo and the Rosh both mention. Two reasons. What did the Rosh mention also? Both the Rashbo in 34, Baisan Sharbay, and the Rosh in Perek Yud Aleph. Okay, both the Rashbo and the Ravid mentioned we have two issues why we're going to be machmer here. One, because maybe the Tipa Dam was lost, And two, maybe it was covered by the Zera, that's why she didn't notice it. The Mechaber only quotes one here. Look at 37. So that opens the door to the possibility is if there was no shechva zera, let's say he didn't, the male didn't ejaculate, so there was no zera, then maybe, you know, maybe there's room for kulam. You know what I'm saying? He only quotes that one reason. All right. Now the Ramah says the yesh mekilin lo ros adam. That's the rabbit. And he writes, "Nagu lahakel in lo gomar biarak ha'ara below ros adam." Okay, he had ha'ara is a minimal penetration. Okay, so the Rosh says, Ramah rather says that those who make themselves adam were makel if they didn't have gomar bia. There's just ha'ara. Okay, they just had ha'ara. He penetrated just a little bit lo ros adam. Aval in ba'al bia mamish then sarach lefrosh mena afa pish lo ros adam. So the Ramah accepts the kula of the Ravid. Except the kula, if there's no full penetration, okay. And the Baal Nefesh Yochas Hatzman, so he lists up with Tinokas and so on. He says, don't do just hara because that way, you know, she won't be usher. Don't try to play around with that. Now the Chai Adam in the Chochmas Adam, Kav Kuf Tesvav Sif Tesvav, accepts the kula of the Ramah. Okay, accepts the kula of the Ramah and says that the Gemar Bia, what is the Gemar Bia? Okay, Gemar Bia means the Aver went all the way in, even if there was no Zera. Okay, look at the fourth line maybe. And you read through this, but he says, when we call Mokam Nogul Hakan, Lo Gemar Bia Rak Haraba, Lo Ras Adam, Avalim Bala Bia Mamish, the Hanu Shehichnis, Kola Aver, Apo Pishal Zora, then Tarak Litrosh. Okay, it's not a matter of him producing Zera, it's a matter of how far he penetrated in. The Benish Chai. The Chacham Sadam son of Lutfisher Poskin, right? The Benish Chai, Sarada Poskin, Poskin, Shana Shmiya Parshat Tzav, Ozki Yotes, also accepts the Kulod Ramah if there was no Na. Okay. Ach, and the third line, Mem Vav Reish Morena Rabin Emotion. That's how he refers to the Ramah. Kos of Yesh Mekil Lor Sadam. Benogu Lahokel, Im Lo Gemar Bia Ra Ka'ara, Vav Lo Ra Sadam. Okay. And, Gemar Bia is Achnosis Eber Lefnim and Halul goes all the way inside and so on. Baruch HaShulchan, however, does not like this kula. Baruch HaShulchan is in Kutzar Gimel Siptes. He quotes the Ramah, all right, and makes that chiluk whether he penetrated all the way. However, he says, U'emes, his marmaru hagdolam is al hetar de haraba, u'miyu chaladas ulavarer, u'choy relakim yerel al-hazir b'zeh. You can't always tell how far you went and how far you penetrated. The Aruch HaShulchan is not comfortable with this kula. I printed just as an aside. I don't want to go into it in great detail now, but it's here for your perusal. Okay, so I really would like to finish it. But take a look. I printed the next couple of sources. Just you can go over what the difference is between, you know, minimal penetration, it's called the Ha'ara, and full penetration and so on. The Gemara in Yevamos, Nun Hei, very quickly. The Gemara in Yevamos, Nun Hei, base 41 says, that's one opinion. Zuachnos atara, just the crown, the top of the aver goes in. Okay, and the shika is when it goes further in. The Rambam in Hilchos Surah Bia Perak Aleph Yud 42, Hamachnis Rosh Atar Bavad Hu Anikra Ma'are, Lashon Es Mikoro He'erod, Hamachnis Kola Aver Hu Anikra Gomer. That's the Rambam says. But again, it's difficult to figure out what, you know, how far in is in. So the truth of the Nodi Behuda, again, I'm not going to go into it in detail, but I put the question.
So you have a corner by, I think it was, Omer doesn't have a vessel.
Yeah.
And Mark Kerner said that, and we told it to people, women and men, right?
Right, correct.
So in this Gemara.
But the Gemara is only, but there's a certain common denominator, right? I mean, so that's, but. Again, that's exactly what they're saying. It's hard to figure out. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan kind of was. But I just want to show you, there's a tshuva in the Nodi Behuda, Madur Tanyana Chelek Evan HaSim Chav Gimel, where he discusses really anatomy a little bit. Okay, he discusses a little bit the anatomy. He's, you know, he says, what's the difference between Hara and Gemar Bia? The second line, Hini Adur Shebet Pogo Bein Ragla Isha, you go between the woman's legs. Again, it's very graphic. Ena Punga Tefen Pesach HaMokor. Rakodem Pesach HaMokor Yeshtei Svayot. The lips. Okay, then again, it's a somewhat graphic description of the Buddha, but he's right. Okay, they're like lips first, it has the shape of lips, and it's, you know, it's the same idea. Ubenayim yesh kmat b'selik amak barukul. Then there's a fold and there's a open area there, and that's the prose door again. But the rechem and the bokor is further in. Okay, and even the Pesach HaBokor is further in. So it's really, and basically he says, as long as the Aver could be inside her, but not all the way into the place where like she takes Meraglayim out and so on and so forth. Okay, so if you're interested in this issue, you can read through this too in the Novi Yehuda. Sidur Tara also, in our Siman, Kuntzai Gimel, Sukkot Gimel, he says, Zayin Pashk Abel Aru Mazen Nikri Gemar Bia. Okay, Ha'ara is Achnas HaTorah, but it's more than Achnas HaTorah. It's Achnas HaTorah further in. Now, it's basically what the Rabbi Huda says in that Shuva, and he writes, he says, we see the Omer Chachmas HaTorah Kadosha, because, when you go in, just the crown goes in a little bit, that's not in. I mean, you know this, you're married, that's not in. That's not even called Ha'ara, that's even less than Ha'ara. Okay, so this is, anyway, so these folks can discuss that. If you read it, it's Zitz Eliezer, okay, a more contemporary, in Chelek Tes Zayin, there's two of the Sinem Ayin. Zitz Eliezer discussed also where the Abraham has to go, and he quotes the Nod Behuda, and this is Nod Gimel. Chelek Tes Zayin, and two of the Zitz Eliezer, Sinem Ayin, in Nod Gimel. He says, Divya Nod Behuda, Eilu Shimshu Neil Ragi, Kama Kama Pamin. He said, when couples come to him, sometimes the Baal, the first few times, they're not able to complete the bia, right? Because of the painful for her, or the psulim is in the way, and so on. And he says, in some of the cases, okay, some couples come to me, right? Kasher bo elai zugos tir miad lachar chasunasam levaris halacha v'ram etanu shalom etzliach habal lachmis kol eber lachmei chakir yudish nivar lebegun shalom higia eber b'chal lepesh shem tzu hanekev. It didn't go in at all, okay? So in that case, it's not even it's achnas haTorah, but anyway, but that's not called bia, not even called ha'ara, and mutar matayin zela zela b'dekuli alma. Here, they didn't really go in. It's not whatever. I mean, sometimes a couple comes and they're not able to do it the first time, and then they think she's in need. She has to wait. They don't. That's what Stella is saying. They don't necessarily have to wait because he didn't go in at all. Okay, nothing happened. Okay, so sometimes there are probably three tzadim l'hakel. Okay, first we have to remember that Tom Sulem's Torah with their eyes to begin with. The whole thing's only a chumrah. Two, the ravid is make of, we're talking about if there's no dam. Excuse me, I'll make it clear. Okay, it's only talking about if there's taka no dam. Forgive me, I must stress the point. This whole discussion, Tzitz Eliezer and so on, applying that little builder, is talking about there was no dam. So now the question is there was no dam, but they wanted to come to Tzitz Eliezer, they come to a rav, and I got the shot also. Okay, and I'm sure other more have had that question from a young couple who are having relations for the first time. So you have to know, was this really, if he went inside, so then it's it. We're machmer, even if there was no dam. But as the titular is saying, very often, it wasn't even ha'ara. It wasn't anything. Okay, and the three tzadim l'hakel, first of all, dam psulim is Torah d'oraisa. Second of all, the ravid says, in general, the whole doesn't apply with there's no dam. And I have a third thing, maybe there's no gmar bia, so those are the things you have to look into. Okay, that's just a side issue. If you don't mind, I'd like to go a little further, I really like to finish this topic. Okay, but you hear why I brought that in? I mean, you look over, and it's no gael. Okay, I don't want to say all the time, but it's not uncommon that the first couple of days they have difficulty. And what the Cecilia is saying is, most people assume automatically, after the first time, that's it. But the point is, it depends what happens after the first time. Okay. Just also as a side point, I prepared a couple of marmakomas in terms of finding this dam, right? The Gemara Ksuvah's Tesla Beis says in 46, Lo de katoin tainas dam, to have a taina brewer with the ain sadina milchachim bedam, right? There's no dam on the sheet or any articles. Okay, and it goes Maimonides, Perkirah, Malach, and Ches, and the Rambam, Skimel. I feel a Mekilah, Matzicha, Lalibdo, Kibdikas, Hazaba, Vimoch, Ob, and Semrach. You still have to do some check with this whole cool of no dam. You have to do some investigating. Okay, yeah. And again, it might be mixed with the Zera, but it could be that it was, you have to check on the sheet. Okay, the next issue is in terms of, okay, so after the first time, let's assume. He went in all the way, and it was dam, and whatever. So now we're going to boil Bilas Mitzvah porridge. When does she start counting the Shivan Akim? When did it start? So the Rabban, in Paragimel in Ostes and Hilchos Nida 49. Rabban writes, Habola Sapsula, Filo Hoysek Tana, Shogi is Man, etc., etc. Okay, Yosheves Shiva Yama Mekima Achash Yivsok Hadam Kishar Haros. Rabban says, when the dam stops, when the bleeding stops bleeding, then she starts counting the Shiva Nekim. Just like any other Nida, the way we pass him today, starts counting the Shiva Nekim only after she starts bleeding. Okay, the Rabban also, Paragir Allah says, Ba'acha right after, Acha Shiyivsok Hadam, so first, Shiva Yama Nekim. Starts right away, okay? Now, what she does not need, according to both the Rambam and the Ramban, is to wait 5 days, then the seven, right? Or any kind of delay before. However, Lagos Maimonides, there in Perkei Avos Ches, and Ose Dalid, 51, of a Sefer Trumas, cost of the Be'inon, says here Zion Onos, that's the printing it says, should say Vav Onos. Shlemos. She'ein lechalek bein roa machmas atzma l'roa machmas psulim medichmir bo latzricha zayin nekim abo rabban kosek reino mechaber. Okay, the August Maimonides quotes the Sefer Truma argues, okay, and says, no, you got to wait before counting Shiva Nekim. You have to wait. He says vav onus, but it says zayin onus, but it means six. Okay, if you take a look at the Sefer Truma in Hilchos Nida Siman Tzadi Vav 52, ve'ein svar lechalek bein roa machmas atzma bein roa dam machmas psulim lahatzuk prisha shlosha. That's 3 days, which is six onus. Kodem shetaske lispor the afka dam psulim hechmiru lispor shivinakim kisane bal b'das mitzvah parish im kain din echad lahem. This there was all the way. We treat this dam psulim as it was regular dam nida. Okay, so you have to wait before starting the shivinakim count. Yeah. You have to wait, even if you only hold 1 day, you still have to wait six hours. So we know it turns into 5 days. We'll have to talk about that when we get to Simchum Tzadi Vav, Bez Hashem. You all know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, you know from yourself. So that's what the Sefer Truma says. And then the Smag also, in Lavin Simchum Yud Aleph, writes, Ba'achar Shetorach Lifrosh Ma'adam Tisnog Ba'amtana Sheish Onet, but he said before Sheish Onet. That's why I think it's a printing mistake in the... There goes my minute. And the smag, that's the smag in Kufi. Now look, the smack, Reish Tzadi Gimel, also writes, Uvusuli skinu shi ubal bedas with the parish, umuto ligmor biyoso, afilu shofa da b'emtza abiyah shadam torah ben torah, v'acharkach tamtin vav ono shlemos, and then the task list for Shivan Akiyim. Okay? And, And the Balad, okay, so that's the, that I think is the more accepted view, that we shouldn't start counting right away. Also, just in terms of clarifying, the Ravid writes in the Shar Prisha Sim Gimel, Aser Lasos Achaka Shum Hergil Kedida Gimur. I mean, she's a regular Nida, which also implies you got to wait the regular requisite amount of time. That's what the Rosh also writes in Perkinson Bay, quotes a tumor from Rav Haigon, okay, that all activities are allowed. Anyway, whatever harchukas and so on and so forth apply in that case also. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskens in 57, all right, some quotes are going to be Sif Aleph, Utricha Shetivsok B'Tahara, Metivdo Kol Shiva, Velo Tasalunos Ad Yom Hei L'Shivusha. Because without going into details now, it's going to be filled in later on, but you know this, that we don't do Vav Onos, the Vav Onos turned into 5 days. So she also should not begin to count till 5 days after the Tashmish. Right? So they have the big Chumrah. But no Egimah, that's the Shulchan Aruch rules here, the end of Sifal. We are reading in M57. Utsricha shetivsok b'tahara, v'tivdo kol shiva, v'lo tasil limnos ad yom hei l'shimushim. That's the Vav Onos. That's our Vav Onos turned into Yom Hei in 5 days, again, which we'll discuss in the later Siman. But no Egimah kechol din anidah l'in harchokah, just to keep all our chokas, el shenid gemur also lishon amita, so afilu kishen amita, v'zu mutal lishon los amita. That's the rush of the difference in lying in the same bed. Okay, fine. But in any event, that's how Shulchan Aruch paskens that she has to wait till the fifth day after she had tashrish, and to keep all the din of nida as well. Okay, there's just this cool about the bed. All right, the Taz has a slight cooler. You don't have to wait for the fifth day, but the fourth day. The Taz and Dalad says, "Motzosi v'shem maral mi prag." The Afopin the Hashem no gama the Nidah Machel knows miyom Hashishi after 5 days, starting the sixth day, like we'll see in Kuf Tzadivav. We call Mokum Maschel Aslimos Achabir Rishon Shem Sulim Maschel Aslimos Miyom Hey. That's, I think, many people are making that way. And even among Ashkenazim, that for the first time, you have to wait five, but only four. Okay? Is that with me? I just want to finish the simon. Any problems? Good. The last thing is, what if the Besulim was removed by a doctor? Okay, what if the Besulim will become an Eid at that point? And so what if the Besulim is removed by, does this Qumrah apply? If the Besulim was already removed. So the Marsham has a tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Simon Reish Yud. He writes, okay, there was problems where her opening was very thin and so on, or narrow. And I wrote a pasach ma'at yidei dam sulam ayidei clay instrument the yotzad dam. In yesh lismach advarof a shehid shu rak dam sulam lomen amok el hakelin and hefsek tara. Okay, so the Marsham says we still would treat her like an idah. Okay, she would still have to keep the onos. But she won't be a regular nida, but she'll have the kula of the four owners, right? She's still a nida. That's the Marsham. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. Igros Moshe Yoredei Chelik Aleph Siman Pei Zayin. Okay, Bahotziyo Habisulim Aide instrument from circulation of Shiva Nekiyim. Mishalti Me'apik Kasher Lohay Efshar Libol Biyit Rishon Mitzad Shah Pesach Ha'Sosom Biyoser. The membrane, the stick, or whatever. The hutzu chal rofe sheivtach as a pesach of instrument. The hutzi adam tzulim. If lo yivav osayom am a rofe sheish, and they want to do it right away, so it shouldn't close up again. And Rosh writes, "Shavti shemutaris labayla ve'ena tzricha shiv nekiyim utvila kari dam tzulim hu be'etzem dam makom v'rak b'mashiyotvay they bia asu chacham v'lo aydei hakvas eitz machinkes and machines, okay, instruments and so on." So Moshe is also Mekel. He said the woman would not be like an either because Dam Sulam ultimately is a Dam Makom. And Chazal Gzera is boil Bilas Mitzvah only if what caused the membrane to break was the Bilas Mitzvah. Okay? But then if she, that's what he said what the doctors did. Okay? But if after she saw Dam after Tashmish, then she would need to keep Shiva Nekiyim. All right? Because she did not see Dam, she would not be Parish. Okay, and therefore Moshe writes that if a woman, whatever reason, doesn't have psulim, which is today not uncommon, when she was a girl, with sports, or the horseback riding, or running around, there's not no psulim, and there's no dam, again, no dam, so then he's makel, he don't have to be porish. Okay, that's what emerges from here. The Minchas Yitzchok, Dain Weiss, Chelek Dalet, and Nun Ches, he's writing to Rav Moshe. The tshuva is to Rav Moshe. Take a look. Right? Whatever it is. Cult of Sel, Shalom, Cult of Sel, Chod Arama, Gavra, Kusma, Chol Kitsu, Tevam, Sina, Rekha, Horeb, Chod Shem, Tarosim, Rav Moshe, Feinstein, Shalita, Rama, Tzvarez, Yishalim, etc., etc. Okay, he speaks to Rav Moshe about this, and he feels it should be Macher. Okay, and it's a cotton olive. Osala. Hinei Basher, Shalom, Tzaiti, Neu Lahachmer. And he quotes the Marsham and says he feels to be machmer. He wrote to Moshe since he'll be machmer in this case. Okay, he was machmer. So different positions today. Sometimes some poskim are mekel if the woman had no dam and she had no psulim. So finished. So then they don't have the whole problem. But others are machmer about it. So you have to ask him more. Roch HaShulchan mentioned an interesting point, and we'll finish with this. In 62, I put to the very end some kufzad and gimel sifin aleph. Davar yadu avada kunusir kol shalom bibia achas kol habsulim. Sometimes the psulim does not totally come out after the first time. Baharbe yeshigam achrei taras bibia shnia yiro habsulim. They were porish. She went to the mikveh and had be a second time. And gevaiter had the dam psulim. I feel a gam beshlishes. Lachen tzuchos lizor liros al asadim gam bepam shnia shli. You have to check it out. Okay, so that's the simon. Hope I go too fast. And we'll stop over here. Yeah, good. And, all right.
Thank you.
Thank you.